No one can ever help another. No one can ever help another. No matter what we want to do, no matter how we want to do it, we can never help another. We can only help ourselves. Now, we might feel compassion, we might feel interest, we might feel desire to be wonderful for another person, but nobody can ever help another person. And the reason nobody can ever help another person is because everyone must do it for themselves. Everyone must do it for themselves. And they're the only ones who know how to do it. And they're the only ones that will ever be able to do it, because nobody can ever do it for another. It is just that way. It is just that way, and it's just that way for us to look at ourselves. It's just that way for us to look at ourselves and see who we are, see what we are, see where we are and why we are. Now, if we have a problem and we want someone to give us a helping hand, even the doctor can't help us. The doctor can only prescribe a pill to sort of help us to overcome a situation, but it is not the solution. It's not a remedy. It's just a temporary condition that the doctor helps us through. We've got to help us through ourselves. We've got to help us through knowing who we are. We've got to help us through knowing what we are and why we are. We are divine. We are the creator of our world. We are the creator of everything that exists in this universe. Nothing else exists in this universe except who we are. And if we do not take care of ourselves, if we do not find out who we are, and if we do not be who we are, then we can never change from whatever condition we are experiencing. There are some countries that seem to go through war again and again and again. They seem to have trials again and again and again. And these trials seem to make them feel unhappy, make them feel not good, make them feel out of sorts with things. And you and I, we look at these countries and they say, that's terrible. And then we stop and we think, now why is that terrible? Why is that terrible? Is our country involving itself in the wars of the world? Yes, we do. Do we think that we're the police force for the world? Yes, we do. Do we think that we have to help other people take care of their internal problems and their problems between nations? Yes, we do. Do we think that we have the best judgment? Yes, we do. Do we think that we are the ones who are to go out and solve the problems of the world? Yes, we do. Are we working on doing that? Yes, we are. Now, I would be thought very badly if I said that we are not really to do that. We cannot help another. Because everyone would look at me and say, you're an ugly person. You're an uncaring person. You're not a very human person. You're not a very good person. You're not a person who really cares about the rest of the world. Well, more than you will ever know, I care about the world, and I care about the rest of the world. I care about everything. And all I do is to think that all is in divine order. All I do is to think when a world is having a conflict between itself, all is in divine order. I think all is peace. I think all is wonderful. I think all is magnificent. I think all is divine. I think all is fantastic. And this is what is going on in my world. All is in divinity. All is fantastic. All is being who I am. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's all that ever will matter. Because no one can ever help another, ever. The way that I help another, if I choose to think in that way, is if I am aware of another having trouble, if I am aware of another nation having values that are being kicked around, if I am aware that other countries are not living harmoniously with one another, then I merely stop and say, all is in divine order. There now is peace on earth. Everyone is peaceful. Everyone is joyful. I don't say that nation is right and that nation is wrong, and they're good and they're bad, and they need to be helped and they need to be encouraged to do the right thing. I say, no, all is in divine order. I say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. I say, all the world is at peace. And you see, that's the story that I tell. That's the story that I am. That's the story that you are. That's the story that each of us is. We look at ourselves and we say, we are good people. We look at our world and we say, we are good people. We look at life and we say, we are good people. And as we do that, we are good people. Now, that's what we look at outwardly. We see other people around the world all being themselves and having fun, all being in harmony with themselves and with their neighbor. We see that peace on earth. We see the joy. We see another person who might think that he has a problem. Someone comes to you and you call yourself a practitioner of the philosophy of being yourself and having fun. And they say, they've got a problem. And you say, well, what solution do you want? What solution are you going for? What solution are you looking after? And they say, well, I'm looking at the solution of happiness and peace and joy and harmony. Wonderful. Look at that. Put that in motion. Give that power. Empower that by your thought. Or if we think of another nation at war with another nation, then we are not thinking peace. We are thinking war just as much as they are thinking war. And then if we think we've got to go in and stop the fight, we've got to go in and control the situation, then we are being even worse, because we are saying to ourselves, we are superior to them. We are better than they are. When we say all is in divine order, there is no fight to stop. There is no argument to tell people they're wrong. There's no way to do that. What we do is we know that all is peace, all is harmony, all is goodness, all is wholeness. No matter what illness a person may be experiencing, you look at them and you say, I see the God in you. I see the divine in you. I see the peace in you. You're whole and perfect now. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Oh, come on, don't tell me that. Yes, don't you want to hear that? Well, don't you want to hear that you're whole and perfect? Don't you want to hear that you're beautiful and you're wonderful and you're fantastic, you're glorious, and you're just the greatest thing? Yes, but I'm not, but I wish I were. And you see, we're confused. We're confused because we're going around saying to the world that we are one thing, and then saying to the world that we wish we were something else, and we wonder why we are not the something else we wish that we were, because we are not one-pointed. We have not chosen to make our decision and follow it. And that decision is to be whole and perfect. That decision is to be good. That decision is to be now. That decision is to be wonderful. That decision is to be fantastic. And as that decision is to be that way, then that's the way we are. That's the way we are. And that's the way we are now. And that's the way we always are. Nothing else can matter. Nothing else can matter at all, because that's who we are. And as we are that, then that's what we live. As we are that, then that's who we are. As we are that, then that's all that we know. We know nothing else but that. We know nothing else but that. And that's all that matters. Now, what matters to you? What is it that's your choice? What is it that's your decision? What is it that your delight in life? What is it that makes you happy? What is it that makes your world just to be the most sensational world in the world, the most fantastic world that anyone could ever have? What is it that does that for you? Well, whatever that is that does it for you, that's what life is all about. That's what peace is all about. That's what joy is all about. And then that's what you are all about. And when you know that that's what you are all about, then that's what you experience every moment of your life. No one can ever help another. But all of us can go around seeing all in divine order. We can see our own life in divine order. We can see everybody in divine order. And we can see it is done now, because that's all that matters. this day, realize no one ever can help another, but we can help ourselves to see the world as pure and beautiful and good and wonderful as it is, and see everyone on earth enjoying seeing the world as good, as pure and beautiful as it is. Join me in knowing this today, and knowing that this is who you are, and this is who I am, and this is what the world is, and this is all that matters. For now there is peace on earth. Now there is harmony in everybody. Now everyone is whole and perfect, and it is done. It is done now and forevermore. Say this with me, and know this with me, and be this, for that's the truth. I love you. I love you. I love you.